Hi, and welcome to Bytes by MSDN. I'm Tim Huckabee of Internology and Actis Software. And today we have Scott back. Scott Guthrie, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
You're wearing the red shirt, and we all know what that means. I was in the keynote today. The rumor of Silverlight's death is grossly exaggerated.
Yeah, that was one of the key points I try to make sure tackle. The very beginning of the keynote is this sort of been a wild rumor the last couple of days. It's been going around the internet and came out of PDC, which was unfortunate because I was actually in Steve Ballmer's keynote for people that have watched the keynote, and we actually had about 40% of his keynote was focused on Silverlight for Windows Phone, and so we showed a bunch of cool demos and building apps with it. And unfortunately, between that and the fact that we didn't cover the Silverlight desktop as much, and some of the fact that we highlighted IE9, HTML5, people somehow took away, oh, Silverlight for desktop is dead, and that is definitely not the case. And unfortunately, it just sort of became this wildfire rumor on the internet, and we've since come out. Steve Ballmer did an email thanking people for coming to PDC, and if you notice, there's, I think, 6 references to Silverlight.
Silverlight.
5 paragraphs, which is pretty impressive. It was actually mentioned.
Isn't it amazing how gossipy we've got in technology? I mean, you expect this in other industries, but we've gotten so gossipy. But you said something poignant today to the audience. You said, hey, I've got more people working on Silverlight than ever in the history of the product.
Yeah, that's a true statement. I mean, I think from a, from the engineering team perspective and we're making great progress. We are taking Silverlight to other devices like the phone and like with Windows Embedded. But we're definitely also working very, very hard on Silverlight desktop. We shipped Silverlight 6 months ago.
Right.
So it's actually only been out for less than 6 months. And Silverlight 4 was a major release for us. We haven't disclosed the Silverlight vNext feature list yet. We're probably going to end up disclosing it sooner rather than later based on some of the angst that have happened in the last couple of days. You know, generally what we want to do is save that up so there's a big bang punch and usually bits available. It's kind of usually the way we've done it in the past. And at PDC this year, we did have Silverlight desktop content, but we didn't have bits. And so people, for some reason, assumed, well, if you don't ship every 4 to 6 months, and that must mean something. It doesn't mean anything.
It's almost like you're a victim of your own success. It's like 4 major Silverlight versions in 2.5 years or something silly like that.
Well, if you add in the phone and you add in some of the other stuff we've done, it's probably almost like, I think it's 5 major releases in 2.5 years.
So you're a victim of your own success in that regard.
Yeah.
What comes to mind is the parity that we have on the phone with the platform Silverlight. Mm-hmm. To us, it seems like you have perfect parity, short of the phone has some API like GPS and such. True?
Yeah, I mean, from a parity perspective, everything that's on the phone, with the exception of a couple APIs for phone and GPS, and phone-specific APIs, but from a UI perspective, it works on the desktop. And the next release of Silverlight on the phone will probably bring in more of the Silverlight desktop features, some of the new 4 features and future features.
You realize what you just said? The next version of Silverlight for the phone.
Yeah.
We all want next. We can't talk about next, but we want more and we want it now. Scott.
One of the things you also see is you'll see, because it's a common code base that we use across all the platforms. You also see a bunch of the Silverlight for phone implementation details be pulled into the desktop. So things like independent animations and automatic cache composition, which people are wondering, what does that mean? Basically, Silverlight the desktop today, when you run an animation, it runs on the UI thread, which for a laptop or a PC is totally fine because you have enough horsepower. On a phone device, you have a much weaker processor, and so we actually implemented a pretty advanced algorithm that does automatic sort of bitmap caching of regions. And then runs all the animations off the UI thread, so we can put it on a separate core on the system. And so things like that you also see show up in Silverlight vNext on the desktop. And the nice thing is there's no API differences. It just makes your animations run even more smooth and fluid, and you can do more.
Awesome.
So you'll see some nice features show up on both in the next not too distant future.
Awesome. Yeah, I love having you on the show, but you're on paternity leave. You just had a baby. I gotta let you go.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. It's a new boy about 5 weeks ago. So
congratulations. Wait till they become teenagers.
Yeah, I can't wait. Yeah.
But thank you for coming, Scott. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
And thank you guys for watching.